hello, Sheldon here.
Hello, Sheldon, it's Russ.
Hey, Russ, how are you doing?
Well, nice sunny day. Anyway, I'm calling about my Mustang book.
Yeah.
I saw about the changes.
I just actually texted you about those changes. Yeah, I just sent a message about those changes. What do you think about them?
I guess having it in the names and parentheses is not a good idea, huh?
Yeah. I talked to the writers. In the editors. I had a small meeting on this. Personally, they recommend that the parentheses be removed and, you know, be written in a more novel-style way.
Oh.
It depends on you, however. If you want us to keep the parentheses, we'll keep them. If you want us to, you know, develop it into a bit, we'll do that.
Let's see. I'm just thinking.
Take it down.
I guess the reason I had the names in the parentheses is to, like, see the readers know who is who and all that stuff.
I do understand. I do understand. But that is not...
Like, be creative in some manner.
Yeah, I do understand. But actually, wait, let me... Do you have the file open at this time?
I think so. I also sent a new manuscript,
yeah,
so
just
you know.
Yeah, I'm looking forward.
Yeah, because I have the changes I made.
Okay.
But if you want to make it like a novel style, it can be done.
Okay, perfect. Because look at...
And the last names can perhaps be removed, so just the first names.
Okay, so you just want Russ to be there?
Well, not there. I mean the characters' names. Have it just be their first.
Yeah. But the thing is, if you want to use a full name, you write that full name once, and then you continue on as, like, Laura Davis, then you said Laura Davis is this, and then...
Yeah, later change it.
...throughout the novel.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be repeated over and over.
Yeah. And as you can see in the changes, we don't basically, if the parentheses are removed, it's added back as well. And like, you can get paragraph chapter 1, paragraph 4, as you can see, you know, sounds very good. Laura Davis replied. So the name doesn't matter.
Yeah, that sounds
whoever's
good.
Whoever's reading will always know who's speaking, so you don't have to worry about that.
That's good.
So, yeah, this would make more sense because it gives an idea to the reader in more sense that is it in order, like in the next paragraph it's in order and one, you know.
Yeah, there's no confusion.
Acknowledgement, yeah, it's no confusion of what's the tone of the words that are being said. So that explains it.
Perfect.
Perfect. So we'll send a new manuscript to the team and they'll start working on it and I'll start rolling out drafts for you, okay?
Good. I had some other questions, too.
Yeah.
After this is all done, is there going to be, like, more charges to this project?
Give me a second. Let me confirm something.
I just want to know how all this is going to work.
Let me actually check. Let's see.
I think it's hard to hear you.
The line is a bit cut up for some reason. I don't know why.
Like $1,800 for like the proofreading and getting the book printed and on the shelf.
No, wait. The package that you purchased, what was the price on that? I can't exactly recall. What was the price on it? Do you remember?
Not too well.
Not too well.
I remember there was $1,800 I had to pay.
Okay. So up to this point, I succeed you.
Unless that's not what you're asking for.
You paid $1,600, right?
Yeah.
The rest comes afterwards, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, the amount that was booked to you, that's the only thing you have to pay. You don't have to pay anything extra. Unless you take another service from us, you don't have to pay anything extra, okay?
Okay. I just want to know how all this works. It's like first it's $1,800 to get it all proofread and made a book made. Then if you want more copies, then I have to pay more money, you know?
Yeah, let me, like, we have, what you purchased was the Elite Editing Bundle, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. So in that, we're going to proofread the entire book. We're going to make the corrections as well. Okay.
Good.
You'll get complete ownership rights. You'll get editing, proofreading, formatting, and we'll also design a book cover for you and publishing.
Good. We'll discuss that later.
Yeah, we'll discuss that once the book is complete. Like when we're on the end stages, we'll start discussing about the book cover so we can get our illustrators to work on that as well, okay?
Awesome.
Perfect.
Sounds like this is going to be a winner.
Yeah, trust me.
Because the idea of this book is to be for all ages, not just children.
I'll make sure the writers look into that because, like, you fill out the form so the writers and the editors go accordingly to that. So you don't have to.
I have to look at that. Good.
Anything else? Any other questions you have in mind, Russ?
I think that's it for now.
Perfect.
If I have more questions, I'll call back. Let you know.
Mm-hmm. Just like letting you know, I came into the office like half an hour ago, so. But I didn't want to contact.
Hold on, I'm losing you.
Can you hear me?
No, I can. Before I was, like, breaking up.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah. So I was just letting you know, I came to the office about half an hour ago, so usually you can just put a timestamp for yourself. After this, I'll be available for, I think, 8 hours or
figure
so.
A week from now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can contact me within that time, or you also I can also send you my personal number. I think you have that.
I believe I do.
Yeah. So
I have to look it back up.
If you ever have problems outside of work time, just give me a text on it, okay?
Sounds good.
Perfect. Anything else I can do for you, Russ?
I think that's it. I have nothing else in mind.
It's okay. We'll discuss as the first draft comes, okay?
Good.
Perfect. Well, Russ, have a good
day. But the royalties is all to me, huh? There's no, like, deduction or whatever?
No. It's for all, you know, in terms of, I'm going to be very honest with you, for payment-related purposes, you're going to have to talk to Daniel, the one you talked to. I think it was Daniel. So he's not in the office right now. When he comes, I'll give you a call.
Perhaps Monday would be a good time.
Okay. I'll tell him to call you on Monday. Okay?
Yeah.
You can discuss a few other things if you want. Okay?
Yeah.
For the project, I'll be dealing with them. Okay?
I couldn't hear you.
I said everything aside from the financials, I'll be dealing with them.
All right.
Okay. So, anything else you have to do?
That's it.
Perfect. I'm going to start working on that new manuscript, and I'll let you know how things go when the first draft comes. Okay?
Great. Love to see it when it's done.
Yeah, probably next week you'll have something to work on, okay?
Awesome.
Perfect. Well, Russ, have a good weekend, and have a good day.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Enjoy the weekend, too.
Bye.
Good.